16. Statement of Mr. Claude Bolton, July 13th, 4:30 p.m., interviewed by Detective Ralph Anderson. Detective Anderson.
Well, Claude, it must be nice for you to be here when you're not in trouble. Refreshing.
Bolton.
You know, it kind of is.
And get a ride in front of a police car instead of in the back. 90 miles an hour most of the way back from Cap City. Lights, siren, the whole works.
You're right. It was nice.
Detective Anderson. What were you doing in Cap?
Bolton. Seeing the sights. Had a couple of nights off, so why not? No law against it, is there?
Detective Anderson. I understand you were seeing them with Carla Jeppesen, known as Pixie Dreamboat when she's working.
Bolton. You should know, since she came back in the cruiser with me. She also appreciated the ride, by the way. Said it beat the hell out of trailways.
Detective Anderson.
And the sights you saw. Most of those would have been in room 509 of the Western Vista Motel out on Highway 40.
Bolton.
Oh, we didn't spend all our time there. Went to Bonanza for dinner twice. They give you a damn good meal there, and for cheap. Also, Carla wanted to go to the mall, so we spent some time there. They have a climbing wall, and I killed that sucker.
Detective Anderson. I'll bet you did. Were you aware that a boy had been murdered here in Flint City?
Bolton. I might have seen something on the news. Listen, you don't think I had anything to do with that, do you?
Detective Anderson.
No, but you may have information concerning the person who did.
Bolton.
How could I?
Detective Anderson. You work as a bouncer at Gentleman Please, isn't that correct?
Bolton. I'm part of the security staff. We don't use the term bouncer. A Gentleman Please is a high-class establishment.
Detective Anderson.
We won't argue the point. You were working Tuesday night, I'm told. Didn't leave FC until Wednesday afternoon?
Bolton.
Was it Tony Ross told you me and Carla went to Cap City?
Detective Anderson.
Yes.
Bolton.
We got a raid at that motel because Tony's uncle owns it. Tony was also on duty Tuesday night. That's when I asked him to call his unc. We're tight, me and Tony. We were on the door from 4 until 8, then in the pit from 8 to midnight. The pit is in front of the stage where the gentlemen sit.
Detective Anderson. Mr. Ross also told me that on or around 8:30, you saw someone you recognized.
Bolton.
Oh, you mean Coach T? Hey, you don't think he was the one who did that kid, do you? Because Coach T's a straight arrow. He coached Tony's nephews in Pop Warner and in Little League. I was surprised to see him in our place, but not shocked. You'd never guess some of the people we see in the pit, bankers, lawyers, even a couple of men of the cloth. But it's like they say about Vegas. What happens in gent stays in.
Detective Anderson. I'm sure you're as discreet as priests in the confessional.
Bolton. Joke about it if you want, but we are. If you want repeat business, you have to be.
Detective Anderson.
Also for the record, Claude, when you say Coach T, you're talking about Terry Maitland.
Bolton.
Sure.
Detective Anderson.
Tell me how you happened to see him.
Bolton.
We don't spend all of our time in the pit, okay? There's more to the job than that. Most of the time we're there, circulating, making sure none of the guys get their hands on the girls, and stopping fights before they get going. When guys get randy, they also can get aggressive. You must know that in your line of work. But the pit's not the only place trouble can start. It's just the most likely place. So one of us stays there all the time. The other one floats, checks the bar, a little alcove where there's a few video games and a coin-op pool table, the private dance cubbies, and of course the men's room. That's where your drug deals are apt to go down, and if we see them, we put a stop to them and kick the guys out.
Detective Anderson, says the man who got a jacket for possession and possession with intent to sell.
Bolton. All due respect, sir, but that's just mean.
I've been clean for 6 years. Go to N.A. and all. You want me to drop a urine? Happy to oblige.
Detective Anderson, that won't be necessary, and I congratulate you on your sobriety. So you were circulating around 8:30. Bolton.
That's right. I checked the bar, and then I started down the hall to take a peek in the men's, and that's where I saw Coach T, just hanging up the phone. There are two payphones back there, but only one of them works. He was...
Detective Anderson. Claude, you kind of dropped out on me there.
Bolton. Just thinking. Remembering. He looked kind of funny. In a daze, like, you really think he killed that kid? I thought it was just because it was his first visit to a place where young ladies take off their clothes. It gets some guys that way, makes them kind of stupid. Or he might have been high. I said, hey, coach, how's that team of yours looking? And he gives me this stare like he's never seen me before. Although I went to just about every one of the Pop Warner games Stevie and Stanley played in and told him about how to run a double reverse, which he never did because he said it was too complex for little kids. Although if they can learn long division, they ought to be able to learn something like that, don't you think?
Detective Anderson, you're sure it was Terrence Maitland?
Bolton. Oh, God, yes. He said the team was fine and told me he just stopped in to call a cab. Sort of like the way we all used to say we only read Playboy for the articles when our wives saw it in the bathroom beside the toilet. But I went along with it. The customer is always right at Gentleman's as long as he doesn't try to grab a handful of tit. Told him there might be a cab or two outside already. He said the dispatcher already told him that and thanked me, and off he went.
Detective Anderson, what was he wearing?
Bolton, yellow shirt, jeans, belt buckle with a horse's head on it, fancy sneakers. I remember those because they looked pretty expensive.
Detective Anderson, were you the only one who saw him in the club?
Bolton, no. I saw a couple of guys tip him a wave as he went out. Don't know who they were, and you might have trouble finding them because a lot of guys don't want to admit they like to visit places like gents. Just a fact of life. I wasn't surprised he got recognized because Terry's pretty close to famous around here. He won some sort of award a few years back. I saw that in the paper. Call it Flint City all you want. It's really just a small town where most everybody knows everybody else, at least by face. And anybody with sons who are what you'd call athletically inclined, they know Coach T from baseball or football.
Detective Anderson. Thank you, Claude. This has been helpful.
Bolton. I remember one other thing. No big deal, but kind of spooky if he really was the one who killed that kid.
Detective Anderson. Go on.
Bolton. It was just one of those things that happened. Nobody's fault. He was on his way out to see if there was a cab, right? I stuck out my hand and said, I want to thank you for everything you did for Tony's nephews, Coach. They're good boys, but a little rambunctious maybe because of their folks getting divorced and all. You gave them something to do besides hell around town. I think I surprised him because he jerked back a little before he shook with me. He had a good strong grip, though, and see this little scab on the back of my hand? He did it with his pinky nail when we shook. It's pretty much healed up already. It wasn't no more than a nick in the first place, but it took me back to my drug days for a second or two.
Detective Anderson, why is that?
Bolton, some guys, hell's angels and devil's disciples, mostly used to grow out one of their pinky nails. I've seen some as long as those Chinese emperors used to have. Some of the bikers even decorate them with decals like the ladies do on theirs. They call it their coke nail.